The United Nations is issuing a call to protect children. Canada is still bearing the scars of the 2013 flooding. And finger puppets, cartoons, and Christ in Guatemala? We'll explore these issues and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. This month, the United Nations marks Universal Children's Day. Why? Crime statistics estimate that every 8 minutes a girl gets trafficked. It's a $343 billion industry in India alone. West Bengal district accounts for about 78% of what goes on in India. IN Network's Rhody Rodehaver.
West Bengal district is very poor. It is rural, and there is a lot of illiteracy. It adds up to creating some vulnerabilities that increase human trafficking.
IN Network has an active presence there in the form of the Sano Dio home. Now they want to add child sponsorships.
When we're working with a child in sponsorship, we are establishing a relationship with that child and with the family. And part of that relationship is to begin to give these young people the message of the gospel.
Sano Dio means little lighthouse. Hope is the light in the darkness. Make an 8-minute difference. Find links at our website. Next, refugees in Movie Nigeria are without food, shelter, and blankets. Why? Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Missions, reports Boko Haram has taken yet another city in Nigeria. Missionaries are working hard to help refugees by handing out food and blankets, but they tell us that there still isn't enough. They're also ministering to families to give them hope. Pray for refugees as they're suffering and for missionaries to have courage. This is Mission Network News. Campus access issues in the U.S. are your issues. Because they require leaders to be believers, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is being derecognized at many schools. Greg Howe with InterVarsity says,
we understand why they want a non-discrimination policy. We want every student to feel welcome, included, and have a place to serve and participate in all the university functions. But we do think leadership needs to be restricted to Christians.
This dilemma extends to you. Christians are often asked to give up a belief in order to gain something else. But we need to remember the message we're supposed to share.
Jesus is the Son of God. He's fully God, fully man. He died in our place on our behalf because of our sins. And he demands our absolute allegiance. And if you fail to give him your allegiance, you've chosen a lifetime and eternity apart from God's presence. And that's the core of our message.
Is this the core of your message? Pray for students facing opposition to hold fast to their faith. Meanwhile, families in Alberta, Canada are still suffering from 2013 flood damage, but World Renew Disaster Response Services is helping out. The volunteers are helping to fix homes, get families back on track, and sharing the Word of God. Director Ron Willett says volunteers donate their time and energy because that's how God's called them to be involved. Pray that WRN will continue helping and ministering to families. And VeggieTales meets finger puppets in Latin America. Just as the popular TV shows use cartoons and songs to engage kids with Bible stories, a video project helped by Wycliffe Bible Translators USA uses finger puppets. Wycliffe's Sue Peck says the videos helped at least one missionary in Guatemala who didn't know Spanish reach out to her neighbors.
The minute she started showing them, kids started showing up, and now every time she walks through town, the kids greet her by wiggling their fingers in the air.
Both kids and their parents are coming to know about Jesus through these videos and the accompanying Bible lessons, but your help is needed to keep the project going. We'll connect you with Wycliffe at our website. Just go to missionnetworknews.org and look for the Deditos finger puppets.
There's quite a bit involved, and the equipment itself is expensive. It takes about 100 hours to film every episode.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering the free book, Finishing the Task. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact in their own country. The book chronicles 9 modern-day heroes of faith, all working in their own neighborhoods. Get your free copy, if you haven't already, of Finishing the Task at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.